Welcome to Just for a Moment. I'm Carol Murray, and this podcast is the second in a series of conversations with subject matter expert Judy K. Mozoff, which will air each Monday of this month. Judy K.'s speaking, presentations, and performance coaching focus on developing leadership, opening mindset, elevating attitude, and strengthening communication skills to build happy, healthy, high-performing doctor-team-patient relationships. Her message empowers, energizes, and exhilarates others to embrace change, take action, and get results. She is the president-elect for National Speakers Association Minnesota Chapter, National Study Club Director for the American Association of Dental Office Managers, winner of the coveted Spotlight on Speaking Award, and a member of the National Speakers Association, Speaking Consulting Network, Academy of Dental Management Consultants, and an advanced transformational trainer. She's the author of Rise and Shine, An Evolutionary Journey to Get Out of Your Way and On Your Way to Success. And she's a contributing author for Dental Economics, AGD Impact, First Impression, Pink Tooth, and The Observer. She also publishes a monthly newsletter entitled Show Your Shine. You know what? I'm losing my hair a little bit. Is that what you meant by that? Show Your Shine?
Show Your Shine, yes.
Yeah, Show Your Shine. It's great because that's really what it is. It's all about being positive and having an uplifting attitude, right?
It is. It really is.
Well, I'm delighted that you've joined me again here, Judy K. And I know the first session we talked a little bit about what you do in terms of the key components in building a happy, healthy, and work environment. But I was wondering, how do you actually go about changing the work environment then once you've determined what it is that you need to do?
Well, I think the interesting part is we get lost. So many of the business owners that I've worked with forget that it is their business. They get tied into, I have to do it this way, the shoulds, the coulds, the woulds. You know, everybody tells me I have to do it this way, so this is the way I'm going to do it, or things kind of unfold, and it's not really planned. And I think the first part is just to have them stop and take some time to think about, this really is my business, and I can have it any way I want it to be. And there's no one right way to do business. And I think that that's the key component, to give them some freedom to create a business that actually is something they've always dreamed of versus just responding to what comes their way. And so I think that's the first part about it, is changing, is helping them realize that they can. There's more than one way to run a business.
Okay.
And once they know that, they can share it.
Is there fear involved in making change?
Oh, the fear is huge, yes. Because you know as well as I do, the minute someone brings something new to you, the first thing is, ooh, first of all, do I have time for this? That's usually what pops up because we're all so busy. And then after that is like, well, what if I don't know how to do this? You know, that's key. And we start looking at all the steps. Well, how can we actually get to that end point? And it becomes overwhelming. And then the big one that stops most of us, what if I fail at it? So fear is huge in change, because even if your environment isn't 100% what you want, you're familiar with it. So the fear of change sometimes stops the change.
How do you get the team on board with changing? Are there specific techniques or tactics that you use or suggest?
Well, I don't think there's any tactics. I don't think there's any. I think it's based on common sense. I think if you're introducing what would make it a better work environment for them, there has to be, each of us looks at what's in it for us. You know, we do. We make decisions on how is this going to benefit me. If it's going to benefit me, I'm going to be involved in it. If it's not, you know, we have a tendency to pull back in a lot of cases. So the first part of getting a team on board is to show what's really in it for them. And once they see what's in it for them and how it can make it a better environment, they usually get on board pretty quickly. And as I mentioned in our first podcast, occasionally you have the people who like the drama. You have the people who like to create problems. And those are the people that wouldn't be on board, but they would show up very quickly.
Change is always something that can be explosive, or it goes through like butter because everyone is so excited about the change itself. Have you found that when you do go in a new direction, that sometimes turnover is involved? And if so, why do you think that happens?
That's the fallout. And I always share that up front when I'm working with the leadership team and saying there is a possibility you may have some people that aren't going to be supporting your new direction. The reality is they like things the way they were, and that's why they were working there. And if you're going to change and go in a new direction, sometimes the people that are working with you don't want that change. It's against their philosophy, or they're unwilling to just make the change because they are afraid that they're going to fail. So I think that the fallout is you do lose people, and that's okay. I say this with respect and compassion, that they can choose to find another company or business where the philosophy is a good fit, and they can support the goals and objectives. It's very uncomfortable for people to work in an environment that isn't aligned with their philosophy in life. So I think that if there's a change in leadership and a change in direction and goals, there is that opportunity or that chance that it may not fit some of the existing employees anymore. And that's okay.
Have you ever had a change implemented that you felt was maybe too broad and too big a step initially? And if so, what kind of situation was that?
I will tell you that I've learned my lesson very quickly in coaching, in that when you give too much information, I used to do a data dump. I thought more is better. You know, it's the value. The customer, the client wants all this change, so I'm just going to give it all to them. And what happens is if you give too much, you can overwhelm them, and they actually don't even take the first step in making the change. So the important part is not to overwhelm them with too much data, not to overwhelm them with too many changes at one time. And the reality is if we're really going to sustain change, we can't do a ton of things all at one time. We need to take it a step at a time, introduce one thing, practice that consistently until it becomes habit, and then introduce the next change. And that way it's sustainable. If it's too much, if it's too broad and too across, it gets watered down and things get halfway done or halfway implemented, and then the success really falls.
And there's nothing like when you see their whites of their eyes because their eyeballs have rolled up into the back of their head. And it's like, oh. If people would like to learn more about what you do and or just get in contact and get some information and some of the writing that you've done, how can they contact you?
They can contact me by email. It's probably the best at judyk@practicesolutionsinc.net, which is judyky at practicesolutionsinc.net. Or they can visit my website at practicesolutionsinc.net or call me at 612-701-4922.
Thank you very much, Judy Kay. Looking forward to next week's conversation.
Thank you.
And I'd like to thank all of you for joining us today for Just for a Moment. If you've got any comments you'd like to share with Judy Kay, myself, or others, please feel free to email me at carol@carol.com, and that's KAREL@KAREL.com. And this is Carol Murray signing off.